from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also insightful and easily digestible, easy for everyone to understand. Coming up on today's show, I know yesterday we promised that we would be doing another Giants mailbag, but there was actually some news in baseball yesterday and today that made me realize that we would put that on hold and talk about this news instead. It was news about MLB and the Major League Baseball Players Association reaching an agreement on various issues related to this delay to the start of the season. So we're going to go into that deal, which was agreed to between the two sides and unanimously ratified by MLB owners as of earlier today. So this agreement is now in effect. So we'll talk about all the different consequences of the agreement. So pretty much all the different details are coming from Ken Rosenthal and Evan Drellich of The Athletic. So kind of just to summarize, the big key takeaways are that the players will get a year of service time no matter what happens in the 2020 season, whether they play a ton of games, whether they play very few games, or whether they do not play a single game. All players will receive the same amount of service time that they received in 2019. And bear in mind that players who were on the injured list also are accruing service time. So someone like Johnny Cueto, even though he didn't play at all or barely at all in 2019, still earned a year of service time, and he would continue to do so. So this has big consequences in the game. We'll talk about some of those. We'll talk about how it relates specifically to Giants players. But this is a big win for the players in the deal, and it was clearly their number one priority in these negotiations. But it came at a price. There are several other provisions in this deal that aren't necessarily the most beneficial to players. But we'll just go through kind of the bullet points before we provide analysis. Bullet point number one is that the players will hold final approval on scheduling. The league cannot unilaterally determine how many games are played or when. Both sides say they desire to play as many games as possible. The agreement allows for the regular season to extend into October, providing 31 more possible dates. The postseason might be expanded and played, at least in part, at neutral sites. Transactions will be frozen when the deal becomes official, and this obviously was written before the deal became official this morning. So transactions are frozen. So that's a big deal, specifically for the Giants. We were wondering about some of the decisions they should have had to make prior to the beginning of the season. Like, is Billy Hamilton going to make the team? If he does, who comes off the 40-man roster to get him on? Etc., etc. Well, those decisions do not have to be made. Transactions are frozen, which also means no signings, no trades. I mean, poor Yasiel Puig and other free agents, like, I guess this means they can't even sign during this hiatus. The union and the league must agree on the date transactions can resume. Roster sizes are likely to expand, at least for the start of the season, coming off an abbreviated spring training. We've heard, I think it was reported on Twitter by somebody, that roster sizes would probably be 29 to start the season, up from 26, which is what it was supposed to be this year, which is up from 25, which is what it was last year. So also of note, the players yielded on their salaries, full salaries for 2020, basically being guaranteed just a $170 million lump sum that is spread out depending on the contract status of the different players. So these are potentially huge losses for the players. I know it sounds like a lot of money, but the league owed an estimated $4.5 billion to players in salaries and benefits in a normal season. But now they're just being guaranteed about $170 million, actually exactly $170 million reportedly. which is going to be spread out over 2 months. Those with guaranteed contracts will each receive $150,000, and players with different types of split contracts between the majors and minors will receive $60,000, $30,000, and $15,000. Don't know exactly what that means, but, you know, some players stand to not make very much money from this, like $15,000. They're going to have to earn some additional money somehow. So that's not great. The players are definitely conceding 2020 salaries in a potential scenario where perhaps the season gets canceled. They're basically going to make a tiny fraction of what they otherwise would have earned, which is rough, but they do get that extra year of service time. So, you know, they can re-enter the market. I mean, not everyone does get to re-enter the market. So I kind of feel like this is a bad deal for players, just earning, even the highest paid players earning just $150,000 in 2020 would be a huge decrease, just a massive decrease in what they were supposed to earn. But, you know, many of these players who were signed to bigger deals already have been receiving plenty of that money in advance. Like, we're talking, you know, guys who are in big long-term deals are already very, very wealthy. So it's not them who I'm worried about. It's more like Mike Yastrzemski. And of course, the minor leaguers aren't even involved in this at all. That's a totally different discussion. But someone like Yastrzemski, who kind of finally established himself in 2019 and looked like a pretty solid bet to be on that opening day roster and therefore kind of guarantee himself whatever the league minimum is, like $550,000, may find himself only with a tiny fraction of that. I'm not sure if he falls into the $150,000 category. Players with guaranteed contracts, I guess that would be him. I don't know what split contracts between the majors and minors, because he was in the majors and minors, you know, both last season. So I need a little more time to figure that out, but this is certainly not good for some more fringe players. The salaries of players will also be prorated based upon days on the roster or on the injured list in the case that the season does start back up again. So if we get like 3 months of the season, then they'll get like half of their salaries in addition to these other guaranteed low-ish payments. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about. There are concessions in the draft. We have news about the draft. I guess I'll tease that now, but I want to go into more detail about that in the second half of the show and also talk about how this impacts the Giants and also another team in the National League West even more. So in terms of the draft, the big deal here is that the owners wanted to cancel the draft. And so the fact that the players were able to keep the draft in place in 2020 is the only way we can kind of understand why it was cut so dramatically. So the draft, baseball has the right to shorten the draft from 40 rounds all the way down to 5 rounds. So that's very bad from a player's perspective, but keep in mind, these players are not yet part of the union. So the players didn't do a great job of protecting amateurs, but at least there is going to be a draft. Bonuses will be deferred. Picks will receive just an initial payment of $100,000 and receive the rest of the bonus in equal amounts in 2021 and 2022. Non-drafted players can receive no more than $20,000 as opposed to $125,000 previously before counting against a team's allotment. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in detail in the second half of the show. Do you hate stepping on the scale? Maybe it's because you haven't met the right one. A company called Withings produced the world's first smart scale, and they are still the best. In fact, Tom's Guide rated Withings Body Plus the best overall smart scale in 2020. If you're looking to lose weight, willpower is key, but so is having the right tools. Withings smart scales are known for durability and an exceptional user-friendly design. Step on and data from every weigh-in syncs automatically to the free app for iOS and Android via Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. Lots of smart scales don't have the Wi-Fi option, and it means you need to have your phone on you. But Withings Body Plus gives weight, full body composition, weight trend, even a local weather report. The scale can support up to 8 users and even know who is who. So here's the deal. You can get 25% off a Withings Body Plus right now at withings.com. for a very limited time. Go to withings.com, withings.com/MLB to get 25% off Body Plus body composition scale. That's withings.com/MLB to get 25% off Body Plus body composition scale. What are you doing for the game? A universal question. Whether the casual follower, the tweets everything, the beginner, the diehard, the stat nerd, the smack talker, the appetizer guy, the couldn't care less, or the makes everything into a competition person, we all have our place in the sports world. The same personalities apply to fantasy sports, and League Commish exists to ensure your fantasy sports experience is the best one for you. We match managers to leagues as we lay the foundation for your new league. It's as easy as sign up with your preferences, get matched, and approve of that match before any commitment on your end. Sign up with League Commish and receive 15% off by entering in the code LOCKEDON in the referred by section of the sign up form. The first 25 people to sign up using our code receive their first match free. What are you doing for the game? Find your next fantasy sports league at leaguecommish.com. All right, here in the second half of the show, I want to talk more about the draft and then talk about how all of this impacts the league, kind of the major points to take away, and also how this impacts specifically the San Francisco Giants. So another note about the draft is that the signing bonus values associated with each pick will remain at 2019 levels for the next 2 years. The bonuses typically rise by about 3% based upon increases in industry revenues. So Scott Boras had some strong words about the agreement that the players agreed to as well, but this new agreement about the draft. He said, quote, "It's unconscionable. The owners in this climate would reduce the collectively bargained money given to drafted players in the top rounds. I don't mind them reducing the rounds. That's not the issue. It's reducing the payments to those players. To cut their bonuses in this climate and use a pandemic situation in our country as a means to do that, I really find it unconscionable. The best players do not deserve to have their bonuses cut. That's who you should invest in." So just to reiterate, bonuses will be deferred with picks receiving an initial payment of just $100,000. That may sound like a lot, and I guess in order to try to justify it, that should be enough for them to live off of in 1 year. But top picks are used to receiving millions of dollars, and so this is just a massive cut for top picks in the draft. But then they do receive the rest of the bonus in equal payments in 2021 and 22. So they get it eventually, but again, the league is not going to increase the bonus values associated with the picks over the next 2 years. They're keeping them at 2019 levels, but I guess they will eventually get those 2019 level bonuses, but you know, they're getting massive pay cuts, at least in the short term. And a lot of players probably were relying on this and expecting that they were going to receive their however much. You know, if you're considered a first round talent, you're getting at least $1 million. Yeah, so just looking back on this, even the 32nd pick, which was technically the last pick of the first round of the draft in 2019, that pick had a slot value of $2.3 million. The first overall pick had a slot value of $8.4 million. So these guys, all of these top 30 talents, and even going into the second round, you don't get under $1 million until the 67th pick. All of these guys, all the way through the draft, are only going to be receiving $100,000 in 2020. So just a huge, huge decrease from that. But eventually they will get the full 2019 levels, evidently. So now I want to talk about the ramifications. To me, the huge takeaways are that the draft is still happening, but it could be as short as 5 rounds. That positively impacts the Giants, I guess I would say, because they do have all those early picks, first round, second round, comp picks as well. Just a lot of top 90 picks for the Giants in 2020. And then the second biggest takeaway, and to me it's actually the biggest, is the service time situation. So this mostly affects, to me, the Los Angeles Dodgers. It affects teams that made deals this winter to acquire rental players. And by rental players, I mean players who are signed for just the 2020 season. So the Dodgers, of course, traded for Mookie Betts for one season of Mookie Betts. He is a free agent after the 2020 season. They gave up Alex Verdugo, who is a talented outfielder with 6 years of team control. And they also gave up one of their top prospects, Jeter Downs, in this deal. But it's now extremely possible that they could have given up those players and Mookie Betts may never play a game for them, at least not in 2020. He could possibly re-sign with them in 2021 to a long-term deal, but it is not a guarantee, and it is definitely a possibility that he may never play a game in a Dodgers uniform, despite the fact that they gave up all that team control and talent to get him. So this does not really impact the Giants nearly as much, but it does definitely potentially have an impact on them. If the 2020 season were to just be canceled altogether, Tony Watson, Hunter Pence, Drew Smyly, Kevin Gausman, and Jeff Samardzija would become free agents. Like, they would just have played their last guaranteed games in a Giants uniform. And then several other like core Giants players would suddenly be entering their final year under guaranteed control in Johnny Cueto, Buster Posey, Brandon Belt, and Brandon Crawford. We could seriously just see one more season of these guys if the 2020 season ends up being canceled, which I think is a real possibility. I hope against hope that it doesn't happen, but it's definitely a possibility that, and then it's crazy because the guys you signed to one-year deals, the guys who were your entire offseason. I mean, the Giants only made one multi-year commitment to Wilmer Flores, but Hunter Pence, Drew Smyly, Kevin Gausman, they'd all be free agents again. I mean, I don't know if the Giants would just turn around and try to re-sign them again using the same exact logic that got them to sign them in the first place. But the key difference is that there would be a whole new free agent class as well, including Mookie Betts. And so the Giants could turn around and just instead go after a superstar like Betts. And they may be well positioned to do so as one of the larger market teams and teams with the most ability to withstand this loss in revenue. They may be able to flex their financial might in a canceled season and then turn around and have a spending spree in the off season. So it's a big deal. This is a huge, unprecedented situation in baseball, but those are kind of the key points from this agreement, which has gone into effect. So we'll continue to provide more details if they kind of come out, and more ramifications if we see some analysis that provides additional insight. We'll talk about those. So we'll probably do our Q&A on Monday. We're also planning to do more interviews with hosts within the division that will hopefully be coming out next week, or if not the week after that. So that is all the time we have for today. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. That wraps up this edition of Locked On Giants. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On MLB. Thanks for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.